Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
We welcome in one of the great radio television personalities ever. He's in the Hall of Fame at St. Joe's, now Villa Angeles St. Joe's, starred at Notre Dame, was one of the best Tecmo Super Bowl players of all time. We bring on Mike Golic to this radio show. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well. I'm very intrigued in now what you need to ask me. So what's the debate?
So are you aware of what LeBron James called courtside Karen, who he had thrown out of the game last night, courtside in Atlanta, her and her husband? Are you aware of their antics yesterday at their basketball game that got them ejected?
You know what? Unfortunately, I've been digging myself out of the feet of snow that we have had here, so I did not get to see that.
So apparently they said some things and got tossed from the game yesterday. It devolved into a back and forth where she has now put out a press release. There has been an Instagram video. People are digging into their tweets. LeBron tweeted about it. What are you allowed to get away with as a courtside fan?
Well, you know, it's certainly more different in football because the fans are further away, and they want a reaction. That's what fans yell. They want a reaction. And in basketball, my God, the patience it would take out of a player to not react to somebody within inches of you yelling at you. To me, I would try so hard to not engage with them at all because that's exactly what they want. But if they started getting personal, not on me, but my family, my kids, my wife, if they started going that road, down that road and crossing the line, I would try as hard as I could not to. But it, like I said, is way easier in football because the fans are further from us than in basketball. So, you know, every person has their breaking point. But that's what it would take for me if I were to start going back and forth. They would have to get pretty personal with my wife or kids.
There's going to be some stuff, obviously, Mike, we're going to want to ask you about your career and everything. I mean, goodness, you're a native son. I do got to start off with the Browns, and, you know, you talk about them at a national level for a very long time, and now this year they all of a sudden start to get things on the right track. Do you believe in Baker Mayfield? Do you believe in this offense and Kevin Stefanski and that this can be sustainable?
I at first, in all honesty, I said it when I had a show and that draft came out, that I would not would not have been the number one pick for me was Baker, and we saw the excellent rookie year that he had. Then it didn't go as well as second year, and certainly it went much better this year. You know, he plays more. Listen, you love what you can do on the go when all of a sudden, you know, the play is done and you got to kind of make stuff up. We know he's good at that, but you got to be able to play within an offense to succeed. And I think, you know, the marriage with him and Stefanski has shown that they can do that a lot better. So I'm certainly, anybody who's not more sold on him now as opposed to last year, I'm not sure what they're watching. So, you know, I think, you know, in an era where you need that quarterback to lead you, I think he's going in the right direction. And I said this as well. Last offseason, I think they did a great job with trades in the draft and building around him. I know the old line got dinged up a little bit, but I do like the direction that they're going, absolutely.
So it has us already asking the question about next season and what the expectations are. We know that we have some free agency money to play with. We know we have a slew of draft picks, and we think we got the right front office and the right head coach. So what should be the reasonable expectations a year from now?
Well, it's certainly not going backwards, right? I mean, you're not losing at this point that I'm trying to think of quickly in my head. You're not losing any major pieces, so you're going to add. You don't know what's going on with Ben in Pittsburgh, but, you know, you saw what Cleveland was able to do at Heinz Field, which was great. And Ben, you know, that team was struggling, so you don't know if he's going to be back. Baltimore still has Lamar, and they still love the run game better than the pass game. So, and Cleveland's 11-5. You know, you have three teams at 11-5 or 12-4 in one division. So it's a hell of a division, but it can't be backward. So whether the record is the same, I care less about the record and more about how far you go. You know, if they finish 10-6 but make it to the AFC Championship game, you know, I'm better with that than worrying about if they finish 13-3 or 12-4. So, yeah, I mean, it can't be backward. You know, this team is building for the future, so you want to get further than you got the year before.
Mike Golic joining us right now on the hotline. We'll get to your Super Bowl squares stuff, a really fun promotion that you're involved with in a second here. I know that you guys talked a lot in your old show about Odell Beckham Jr., and it just hasn't really worked out. The chemistry hasn't been there with Baker Mayfield. With that said, it seems like there's no harm in running it back one more year and seeing what he can do in the last year of this contract. What do you make of Odell Beckham and the experience so far?
Well, yeah, it hasn't been nearly what anybody thought it was going to be, without question. You know, injury obviously had a lot to do with that. But you're right; you're in the last year of a deal. Unless you can get some assets for him, I don't know what that would be for a guy that's been around and also a guy that's been injured, quite honestly. But you know, if nothing is there asset wise, then yeah, what can it hurt you to give it one more try and hope he's healthy? Because I don't think there's any doubt he can add to an offense, but it certainly hasn't been any – because, listen, when this happened, I was, like, all over the Giants saying, what are you doing trading away a receiver like this? And, unfortunately, it hasn't gone all smooth for Odell. But if all else falls through, then, yeah, you know, if you can get him on the field and get him healthy, let's see what he can do. Let's see what you can do with Landry and with that mix.
We do have some questions that we want to get into about your old life because you've actually helped us out. The fact that you're no longer on the radio is helping us out because, hey, you were our competition for a long time. I do want to get to the Super Bowl squares. Sure. Tell us a little bit about this at supersquares.com as you have your own skybox. You're asking fans to join in and crash your skybox to win cash from you.
Yeah, you know, what it is, basically everybody plays that squares game, you know, the paper squares game on Super Bowl Sunday for you get your points for the quarter. Well, this is that on steroids. This is the modern version. This is an app. So you download the Super Squares app. It's absolutely free. And you do more than just pick numbers. You make three predictions on the game. You answer two questions about advertisements within while you're doing that, and you score points for doing that. And then you pick a square and you pick numbers, but they turn into four different numbers for the different quarters, so you never get stuck with bad numbers. And to do that, it takes about 3 minutes, and you have a chance to win $1 million if you get a perfect square. Somebody's going to win an $80,000 Rivian electric SUV, and there's over $2 million in prizes going out just for making some predictions. It really is a lot of fun. And within that app, like if a group likes to play, you know, a Super Bowl squares like they normally do, well, you can do it here. It's called the Skybox. You can make your own Skybox, and you can still have all your friends in there while your score still counts for the national score. So you can still do all the things you were doing. It's just more modern technology, and you're more involved during the game. You're not just picking numbers. You get to pick some other things as well. And my Skybox, you're right. My password is Golic. Very simple. You can go into my Skybox, and if you win in my Skybox, then you're going to get $250 for the NFL, the Hall of Fame Pro Shop. So you can get all the Cleveland Browns gear that you want, $250 worth. It's just a lot of fun. It's very interactive. Again, it's free, and you can win a whole lot of stuff. And if you two guys go in it and make each other your buddy when you sign up, if you win something, your buddy wins the exact same thing. So if somebody won $1 million and they had a buddy in that, they'd get $1 million as well. So it's fun. Supersquares.com, or to download the Super Squares app. It's really self-explanatory, and it's a lot of fun to do on Super Sunday.
Mike Golic joining us on the show, one of Cleveland's favorite sons. Again, follow him on Twitter. And, of course, check out the Super Squares as well. Mike, you know, you've made history in terms of radio. I think it can't be understated what you've done for the medium, and I'm serious about that. When they first approached you for a radio show, what was your first thoughts on how that all went?
Well, you know, I was living in Arizona then. I was doing a local radio show then, but I was flying to Bristol, Connecticut during the week because what is NFL Live right now with Laura Rutledge and you know all the guys there was NFL Tonight. It was me, Mark Malone, Sean Salisbury, and Merrill Hodge. And that started. So I was flying to Bristol to do that show a couple of times a week. And then on the weekend, I was calling college games for ESPN and ABC. So one of the times when I flew to ESPN to do that, the boss sat me down and said, listen, we have ESPN Radio, but we want to start a morning show. Do you want to be part of that and move here? And I thought, oh, my God, I have to move from Scottsdale, Arizona to Bristol, Connecticut. I said, I got to ask my wife. And she one thing obviously led to another, and we moved and said we got to make this move to see where it goes. And it turned out pretty well.
For, you know, we've done Lima's not a football player. I'm not a football player. We've done shows with guys who've been football players, and there's been some of them, I hate to say it, that have only been able to talk football.
Oh, we lost Kenny, but I think his line of questioning, Mike, is that, you know, it's not easy for everybody to ingratiate themselves with the fans the way that you have been able to. So many broadcasters have come and gone, and they haven't been able to connect the way you did. What do you think was different about the way that you presented all of that, not only doing games, but also on the radio?
Well, first, you know, when I was in Arizona doing radio, I had to learn, you know, I knew other sports, but I really had to dive into the other sports. But the one thing I never tried to do is I never tried to act like I was an expert in basketball, baseball, or hockey. But what I was an athlete, be it a college athlete or a pro athlete. So what I knew was the athletes themselves, what their mentality was, what their thought process was. So it was twofold. It was one, take the listeners, like you guys said, you guys never you know played in the league or played football. Take you guys into a huddle or into a locker room or onto the field where you can't go. But then also, man, be relatable. I wanted my show to be like I was sitting at a bar and we were having a beer. And I wasn't talking at you. I was talking with you. You know, you'd ask me questions and I'd answer. We'd talk about things other than sports and just kind of hang out. I wanted it more to be a conversation than like a me just talking to you guys. So that's kind of how I went about it.
Well, now we're having technical difficulties. So I should just ask you one last thing because we're so excited to have the opportunity to have you on. We hope to be able to do it again. What's next? I know everybody keeps wondering. I know it's kind of awkward for people over there because you made so many friends over there at that place and they still talk so fondly of you. So where does Mike Golic end up next?
Well, the fun thing is I can take a breath. You know, I can take a breath a little bit and get involved in some other things like I'm doing with Super Squares and some other things that I'm involved in as well. And I can just kind of wait. One thing that I know for sure will be in the future will be calling games, whether it's college or the NFL, because I love doing that. Now, I've been talking to people about going back on the radio, doing radio and TV, doing streaming. It's just a matter of if I want to go back and do that daily thing again. So that's what I have to decide. You know, what I want to do, what day part I want to do it in. You know, all of a sudden I like getting up at 7:30 a lot better than getting up at 4:15. So that I have time to decide. I'll probably jump back into some of it, but for sure I'm going to be calling games because I love doing that, and B, I'm too young to retire. My wife still doesn't want me around the house.
Well, that's great. I know it had to be a thrill of a lifetime to be able to do a show with your son and your whole family.
Yeah.
Very cool. We saw a lot of that, even though we were going up against you head-to-head. It's great to talk to you. Let's do this again. Cleveland loves hearing from you, and we appreciate it. We tell everybody, go to supersquares.com and go be a part of all the action with Mike Golic. Thanks, Mike.
I appreciate it. See you.
All right, beautiful. There he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We got to go. We'll wrap that up. We'll make fun of how bad our technical difficulties were on the number one mid-market show. Thanks to Jason Bear. Certainly sounded like it there here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.